Right out there at the barn now. I don't know what I'd do without it.
Like your right hand, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, sir. All this hoeing of trash and one thing or other my wife does around here in the yard. Then I have to get my wheelbarrow and pitchfork and gather it all up. See what I've done to my neighbor's pile of trash there the other day. I get a truckload out there and put on there.
You gonna burn that sometime?
Oh, yeah. As soon as they see that old orange trees, he's taking out, see where he set the young trees, he's taking out a bunch of old trees out there that was bad. He's taking them out and got them piled up there, and he's setting them afire after a while to get dry. He told me to put all the trash I had on there to help you burn.
Will they let you burn open
here? Yeah, he has to call and get permission to do it. He does, but I don't. I've got never very much, just a little old pile of trash, But if you're going to have a pretty good fire, and he'll have a pretty good fire there, he sets that pile of fire. Why, he always calls, and they give him permission to tell him when to burn. Yeah, if it's real dry here, well, we have, there's a restriction, pretty strong restrictions on it. You better be careful if you're putting out any fire. Because they'll get with you if they catch you.
What the? Never have to do,
you have to do to your car,
something like every 6,000 miles?
Well, you just have it degreed and serviced. Just take it down and have it serviced. On every 4,000 miles.
You change the
oil filter and change the oil, have them to lubricate it.
I think we talked about this, but did you ever mention what those lamps were called that made out of a bottle with a rag stuffed on top?
No. They used to have a thing they call a flambeau.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
And that was made on the same order.
As the lamp?
Oil filter?
You get you an old long bottle. You used to make long bottles, you know. You get one of them and you get you a bunch of pine straw and wrap some string all around there and get it just as tight as you could, put it in there. You could just sprinkle that anywhere you want to. You could set it afire and have a light. The old flambeau was about that long. The railroad people used them a whole lot. Maybe 30 inches. And it had looked like cotton for a wick, fastened in there good and tight, and they used some kind of oil in there. I don't know what it was, Richard Switchman oil, as they called it.
Get one of them.
They'd fill that thing up, and it would burn, no telling how many hours it would burn.
You mentioned you had solid tires. When did the other kind of tires come in?
Flambeau.
You remember?
What?
On your truck that you were driving, you had solid tires.
Oh, yes. Well, it wasn't but a couple of years after I started. I started driving in 1920. And July the 28th, 1920. I made my maiden voyage.
Your maiden voyage?
Yeah.
But did you always used to have solid tires?
Oh, for a long time there they did. And then we got to using these other inflated tires. And they finally got us up to where we could make 20 miles an hour.
Really speeders, huh?
Oh, these regular speed demons, man.
What do you call that inside thing in tires?
Tube.
Okay. If you had just built a boat,
over a long time,
you're going to put it in the water, you might say you're going to do what?